A proposal to develop a mixed-use building at 835 Gibson's Way, the Sunnycrest Motel site, was issued its development variance permit and form and character development permit by Gibson's Council on October 3. The application sought a building height increase of 8.5 meters and a reduction of 56 parking spaces to create a seven-story building with 81 units. At a committee of the whole meeting on September 26, Mayor Silas White noted that the application had previously been before council and was back with some changes. The applicant added 12 parking spaces and several perks, the entire building for rentals for 20 years, a set number of affordable housing units, defined as 30% or less than the tenant's average income, for 15 years and childcare for a set term with a discount to the operator for the first year. The applicant said the height was necessary to make the project financially viable and to provide revenue. The permits were issued with several conditions attached, including multiple covenants, for a highway reserve, to secure mixed market rental for at least 20 years with 28 units rented at defined affordable rates for a 15-year term, a childcare provision, two car share vehicles and car share memberships to all residential units without a parking space, and a bicycle repair station and e-bike charging. Anne-Marie de Andrade was the only council member who voted in opposition to the motion. She cited concerns about the building height, a lack of guidelines for buildings of such height, lack of community space and livability for residents, including youth, teenagers and seniors. Youth council member Cale Reed said he appreciated de Andrade's dedication to the details but focused on the need for housing. I think we can spend forever looking at every single detail, but that's just going to slowly delay and delay building the housing, and we need it now. It is going to include childcare spaces, and there do need to be more spaces for youth in the community, I agree, but we can't just build everything into this one thing or else we're just going to end up with probably nothing at the end. Stafford Lumley pointed out that the project site is close to existing nearby amenities such as a children's playground, the school, the community arena and youth programs. David Kroll expressed his support for the project, noting that it is one of the first for-profit applications to build rentals that council has seen. He added that there have been more than 600 applicants for the 40 units at Shaw Road. The strategic plan includes support for rental housing in its top 10 priorities and goals, and the housing crisis was one of the most discussed issues at the recent Union of BC Municipalities Conference, CAUN. Christy Thompson added, I heard mayors talk about the barriers that they have removed and the building strategies that they put in place to attract rental housing development, and they reported that they remain unsuccessful in even having developers even present proposals, Thompson said. We should be looking at this development as an opportunity to alleviate, if not solve, a large part of our rental shortage in Gibson's. And to have the added benefit of 28 affordable housing units and a daycare just furthers this rationale.